I just want to announce that we had quite a few fire elections yesterday, and we won by a landslide in Atlantis. We took the ward from the ANC chairperson.
No, but you see, they will do that. It is binding up the people. And go wrong.
No, I can see that Cope is interested for the DA to take over and they form an alliance. I can see. Good. Honourable members, thank you very much. This is our last day. Honourable members, yesterday during lunch, we were given a very, very, very bad food. Pori is not here. But immediately yesterday, I launched a complaint with the office of the Speaker and the Secretary for Parliament. And then they apologized for the kind of food that is sent. It was rotten food, and even I don't think my dogs can eat that food. Today they have arranged proper, for those who will be here by 12 o'clock, proper sitting lunch in the old assembly. But the rule for parliament that I have set to Pori, I know, is that the finger lunch only applicable when all restaurants are used by committees that have prior booking at the restaurant. Then we can resort to finger lunch. But if there are no committees that are using the restaurant like yesterday and today, then we have hundreds of restaurants here. Why can't we go to one of those? That matter has been corrected, Suka. It was a matter that I was not comfortable about because sitting and eating that type of food, it's getting sick and bulging every day. Thank you very much. The other thing, honourable members, we're waiting for Pori's on his way, and there was an error on the motion of desirability. It's just correcting that next door and draw up a correct document. We are going to send. I think all members have the document. Now, I want Gideon to tell us in the two document, the complete clean document, and the probably, if he has given some other members, a highlighted document. And immediately after Gideon explained to us, I am going to give members about 7 minutes, just going through, check where there is an error, the comma and the grammar and all those other things. And then Pori will be in that time. Then we start with the real business. And it's going to take us at the most another 15 minutes will be through with it. Then those who want to go and do shopping for Cope, they must go and do shopping. Khidia?
Thank you, Chairperson. We have dished out 3 documents this morning, Chairperson. Here's the latest version that you should have in your possession now. What we recommend the State Board advisors after the A-Bill. The A-Bill is with the heading Portfolio Committee on Sport and Recreation. Then there's a date. Proposed Portfolio Committee Amendment. That is the topic there. So each member should have a copy like that. Then we have 2 bills. Chairperson, we have decided for your convenience to make copies of the updated, highlighted version, as discussed yesterday, even the amendment of yesterday, we have included in the highlighted version. Then the third document is the document that the committee will be working on, because you won't be voting on this document. This is the unhighlighted version, the cleaned up version. Incorporates, Chairperson, honorable member, all the amendments, but you won't be able to see it like an highlighted format. That's the only difference. I'm sure that each and every committee member has those.
Do you have three honorable members? The one is the one that coming from the state law advisor that has the 18 November 2009. The second one is the one and the two ones. The other one is not highlighted. It's a all black document, and the other one is got green, pink, and whatever. And that is what is. But in the meantime, I'm going to give over to Caesar to do the work that we have agreed yesterday that you must do around the, or do you need time? What is your problem? Because I said yesterday you must come and lead that process quickly, and when you conclude that process, then I must switch on to the process of the bill. Don't worry about the quorum. The DA and COBA here were way above the quorum. So the meeting is constitutional.
On the appeal board, Kevin?
Yes. And on the appeal board, yes. On the appeal board, on the highlighted version, eh? Is it on the highlighted version? Yes. On the highlighted version, Kumbi. Can just give us the page so that we zoom there straight. 50. People are reading this document throughout the night. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. President. As the committee has noted yesterday, we have changed subclause 4. 26-4 on page 51, where it says at least one member appointed by the minister must be admitted and practicing at tenure with at least 2 years experience. So it doesn't refer to the subject matter of this thing anymore. So we will make that change. The other change that the committee requested was to deal with the issue of the quorum and decision making in the appeal board. So we said members instructed that it be the quorum be 4 members. So we included that 4 members, and we said the decision of the majority of the members present at any meeting constitutes the decision of the board, and in the event of an equality of votes, the chairperson has a casting vote in addition to his or her deliberative vote. That was the instruction of the chairperson. Those were the two changes, the three changes that were pointed out, chairperson. The other thing, chairperson, that we're going to request is, once we are done with the bill, we're going to request the committee to permit us to effect cross-referencing and all those technical corrections to do with cross-references, because the number has changed. So they cannot all be reflected in this meeting. That the cross-references to sections and so on, they can't be reflected. So we will talk to the printers to effect those. But they are already in this highlighted version that you have. All that number is already correct. But then the committee will pass the bill based on the alien that is before you and the bill that was tabled. So we will do those corrections administratively with the printer, the numbering, cross-referencing, and so on.
Yeah.
But we won't deal with the cost of the substance of the bill once we're out of here.
Okay. I think cross-referencing is a normal legal thing that has to harmonize the act at the time when it is now going to grow, or the bill as it is. We don't have a problem with that, and I don't think members have a concern. We agree that after we pass it, and then the lawyers must go and do cross references and even the proper numbering, because the numbering has changed now, as you see. But do you want to read the motion of desirability, but now it's with Pori. Otherwise, we could have almost gone through. In the meantime, then, members, let's check on the clean version. Let's check errors there. But any other grammatical error, sign, and any other thing, we'll be saying to the lawyer, there is a grammar there, there is an error in such a place, so when you go and do those things, correct those issues. Because we are not going to wait, another document must come which has corrected the grammar and all that. No, we are not going to do that. As soon as members discover there are those things there, and then together with cross-references, we will give them to you so that you must go and deal with those things. We'll just say, on page 26, there's an error there. Can you correct that? Yeah?
My understanding or my reading is that lawyers are always the best when it comes to language, to take the money. You may find very difficult, but if you find an error,
You'll be shocked. You must ask Gideon. I correct them most of the time. You'll be shocked.
But unless they are no more doing nothing, yeah? Part of their language.
You will be shocked, I'm telling you. Gideon knows that we ask Donald Lee. We correct many things from those documents. Many proofs. Other document, when they read the writing racist, they wrote race sex. So I said, no, please, man, this is not correct. Mm-hmm. Yes. So you can see it was an error or typing error there that went through there. Grace will help us.
Oh.
Have you discussed that with your committee? Yes. It's called persons with disability. Yes.
In our bill, we have, I think, two references to physically challenged people.
Oh, you've changed?
Right, excellent.
No, the United Nations and the DPSA and even the document on the integrated disability strategy from the president's office speaks about persons with disability. So the accepted terminology becomes that one. So, I'm right. Yes? Because that in a second, yeah, can it just go back, man? And it, yeah? Okay. So far your document is clean, Gideon. It's so straight, it's right and all that. You don't get another thing up there in the middle and then the numbering is this and this. It's very professional. What is that?
Chapter 1.
No, and even people are accredited without being on the car. But when they talk about what is it for designated areas or for what?
Yes.
Designated areas. Yeah. Designated areas. In what we've discussed is that in designated areas, people who are walking there, it must only be designated people to get in there. If there are vehicles, that has to be there. Must be vehicles that are designated, accredited. You have Pachidion help him on that thing. I think he's got a point or not, he's saying.
Jefferson, as I understand, he's referring now to a communication where he says to, there's a definition. Correct. In the statement on page 7, he says, means a process whereby all persons and drivers of motor vehicles.
Persons and drivers.
And drivers of motor vehicles.
No, it says persons. And you can, my man. Okay, let me read it.
So that I want him to inform.
Accreditation means a process. Accreditation means a process where all persons end after persons. It comes to driver of the motor vehicle. Now,
my response will be that accreditation is not the motor vehicle per se. In terms of this definition, it means all persons and drivers of motor vehicles. So the accreditation has a bearing on persons, any person, or a driver of a motor vehicle.
Let's hear Suka. Yes. Suka, please
read it. I'm still contemplating the terminal motor.
Yeah.
Because if you are not driving a motor, then you are driving a motorbike or a truck. Why is it called the motor?
It will be a motor because that what drives that car is a motor. A car is not a car without a motor. And a motorbike. No, it's true. It's true. And a motorbike, it can't be a bike that doesn't have a motor. So all those have what you call a motor. No. I just say, you know, you can't say electric coming. You're right.
Yes, sir.
You know, we are so profound in organizing members of the street committee. I'm not
thank you, Chairperson. That the National Road Traffic Act defines a motor vehicle as basically anything with a motor in. So it's a motor vehicle, a lorry, a truck.
I'm a DKN Suga, and I have to go to DKN Suga, and you go to Hey, man.
Is there a chance, anything that is mobile, if you are driving a Togita, the cat, what would you call it? The one in Grimstone is full of doggy cats.
You are complicating. No, you want to win. It's okay. It's a good try. Okay. Honourable Member Pori has arrived with the motion of desirability. And he says, she found the motion of desirability and then see here go close by close addition. And then Matthew go close by close to vote on the entire bill. Good. But what? Oh, well, that's after 2 years. I'm not going to one of those words that's motion in place of food. Food. I lending on your military and gas on a pan in the meantime. And the emotional disability, I get deep from the wrong, but they sign it immediately.
I don't know. Because I was saying,
You happen to be him, then you have an emotional right. So when though I was nothing,
I am a very considerate man, but when it comes to matters of parliament, it's parliament first and other things thereafter. So all of us here, we're waiting patiently for that. So nobody is going to intimidate you about flight. If he wants a career limiting move, he must do that.
No, I'm
honest. I just walked over there, Chief Whip. We could not vote on the bill. It has collapsed. The ANC decided to rush for the flight and say, but you never have a half a day. You are given the whole day up until 5 o'clock. No, let me tell you. If the opposition leaves, the quorum is 7. The ANC 7 goes on with the quorum. The ANC 7 is quorum. We've made sure as a ruling body that every time and again we make a quorum in all committees so that when the opposition walk out, say they walk out, we vote and say we were a quorum in any event. You see, maybe the DA would have really transcended this kind of politics that they have of federalism and all that. Then maybe they can follow the ranks of men. But as for COPE, hey guys, a party that has 12 months, you can't pay even an account today with 12 months. You have many years to go for you to be able to be a solid party, have a foundation. Hey, I was happy when the Portugal qualified, man. and Algeria. But have you seen Ghana and Mali? Yo. That's right. Ghana and Mali was hot. Ghana lost to Mali. They qualified. Yeah, they lost to Mali. At the last minute, Mali scored the goal and then they lost to Mali. But they qualified because they on points and they were ahead. But on goal aggregate, Mali nearly put them in a very bad state. Yeah, hey, I wanted Russia to come. Then. France is lucky. Germany is coming. South Korea is coming. The North Korea is coming. I wish they must pay, they must feature South Korea and the North Korea. Then you must see what is going to happen there. And Egypt nearly lost. They're out. Oh, they only want and be out. Good, let them go. Yeah. They nearly drive this. Oh my goodness. I've seen the Canadian. Hey, they tear apart their jerseys. They were so frustrated because they scored. And the Mali scored. And they scored the lead. Mali came and equalized. Hey, man. You could see they were devastated, crying, lying on the floor.
I think Ghana will be a threat in the World Cup, depending on the draw.
Ah.
Ghana.
Yeah. They're going to get red card with that kind of a game that they're playing Ghana. I'm telling you, they're going to feed up a lot of red cards. They kick and push, and even they can give you, they do everything possible. Sorry. Don't give to me my cell. I want to check first. Yes. Now, you must double check, otherwise, look, maybe nothing can bomb by. Pori will give you Bombay and Pori. Then it's okay. You can give to members there. Hey, can not tell Ibala. Hey, honourable members. I think we can start. Musa. I'm reading emotional desirability. Ah, it's not Ted. Hey, Mkhoji. Kaya tamu ferferu ka committee niya. The emotion of desirability. Safety at sports and recreational events bill number B7 of 2009. That the opinion of the committee legislation is desirable in order to provide for the measures to safeguard the physical well-being and safety of persons and property at sports and recreational, religious, cultural, exhibition, organizational, or similar event to provide for public liability insurance for events and to provide for establishment of an appeal board for appeals, to provide for the accountability of the event role players, and to provide for matters connected herewith. This is a motion of disability, and then I will sign it, and then we can go on the bill on page by page and come back clause by clause, and then we close it. Sorry, give me a pen. Yes, it's B7. It's B7 only. It's B7 of 2009. Honourable members, on the clean version, let's go on page to page quickly. The clean version is the one that is black, all of it black. And then it's got the, what you call the bill up there on page 2. What we are doing now, we just want to say members must raise errors if they are there. And then we're quickly going on there. All grammar faults and all that. On page 3, anything? page 4.
Chairperson.
Yes.
Page 1.
Good. Don't be a primer stove. We're past there. You must be fast.
No, I just look right on top of second word.
Yes. Now, which one do you have? No, you have a wrong document. You have a wrong document. Please. Thank you. Thank you, Donna. Thank you, Donna. The victory is getting to your nerves, eh? Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page 8. Page 9. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. If there is anything, you just say stop, then I will stop it. 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, page 25, page 26, page 27, page 28, page 29, Gideon, it's not an error on page 28, but your starting of the sentence is not proper. You see, you write the certificate in respect of alteration of extension of stadium or venues in bold letters. From there, you go to Johannesburg to go and seek the contents there. So the best way of doing it is that you rather take it away from this side and start bold letters on the 29, so that at least you read it in a flowing manner. Yeah? 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34. 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 45, 44, 45, page 46, page 47, page 48, page 49, page 50, page 51, page 52, page 53, page 54. On page 54, you nearly made the same error, but at least you can follow it there. Page 54, page 55, page 56. Page 57, page 58, page 59, page 60, page 61, page 62, page 63, page 64, and the last page is page 65. So in the entire document, there are no errors. Good. Now, honourable members, we are going to go on clause by clause. But I want us, when we go on clause by clause, when we finish here, we are going to go on clause by clause and adopt it clause by clause with all the amendments. And therefore, it means it doesn't need to go up and down, and then because it doesn't need us to even to do what I've discussed with the state law, where we have to go on the original document and do these amendments on this thing. So we're just going through here. Members, on the preamble, is this preamble right? Because now we're adopting now. That is a long title. The preamble is called the long title. Long title, fine. Yes, ma'am.
No, it takes a long time to then preamble.
No, but it's not the same. It's not the same. It's not the same. On the document that I have, it's only having the inner thing.
Well, a long time to not the
No, indeed. Indeed. Apa ko na sa ka kuy ko document. Iti EB, which is the long title. And isho. Manje, di funa si adopte I long title. Kata. Masi kiba yo size ko I preambuli ako. Okay, that's it. Ipende mta mi dunile, so do tuki. Members, on the preamble, on the long title, Suka agrees. Let's look at the preamble. The preamble goes up to page 4. And then let's look at the definition, chapter 1.
I agree. That's for the smallest
publishing. Number is a
number.
No, it can be any number, but on your original bill. And then this thing is numbered. But the purpose is of track. What is the bill, original bill number? Okay. It's an elaborative thing. We're through with the members with the preamble. Yes. Amen. Yes, man, on a sick man, old sugar man, and disoriented. I am a sick man. Since in a sugar, definitions now, we have to adopt them because we've made amendments on the table on this year. Members, on chapter 1, there's a definition. Do we agree on the definition on chapter 1? Mm-hmm. Agreed. Then we go to chapter 2 on definition again. Agreed. Then we go to chapter 3. Agreed. And then we go to chapter 4, the general provision, short title, and the document. Agreed. I'm telling you. This man is really good. So fine, Kingo. Let us do it in a ziga, Kingo. Page by page drop, which is the final one. Let's start with page 4. Page 4, page 5, agreed. Clause by clause now. On the appeal board on part 2, clause by clause, we're fine. From 1 to, from 26 to 40. 42. Yes, and then on page 7, clause by clause from 43 to 48. On the very same 7, on chapter 1, and then from definitions 1 to page 15, 12, this is up to page 50. Work, venue, ownership, and all that. I think most of us are still in fresh in our minds. Then we're going to page 16, application of the Act from clause 2 to clause 3. Am I agreed? Okay, clause 2 is talking application of the Act, clause 3, exemption, agreed. Then we go to page 17. Clause 4, responsibility of the safety and security event? Agreed. Article 4. And then? Then, no, clause 4. Let me just 21. Yes, good. Clause 5, 21, prohibition. Clause 6, the risk category. Great. Go. And then 26, and then clause 7. It's section 7, not clause. Ne? It's section 11. Still clauses. Okay. Okay, I'm right. Clause 7, safety certificate. Clause 8, existing stadium venue certificate. Agreed. Clause 9, new stadium venue design safety certificate. And clause... Can you tell me here? Clause 10. But I think you'll just correct that, ne? Ebony E abnormal on page 28. It's a little bit awkward there. Just correct that. Okay. I didn't tell by Coke must feel not okay. Just taking Coke on board, that you must know that we were aware of a little bit of his juncture there. So it will be corrected. Clause 11, high risk event safety certificate. Clause 12, contents of the safety and certificate. Clause 13, amendments of safety certificate. Clause 14, inspectors and powers of the entry to inspect the venue. Clause 15, chapter 3, part 1, event safety and security planning committee, VOC. Clause 16, functions of event safety and security planning committee. Agreed. Clause 17, venue operation center. DOC again. Agreed. Clause 18, accreditation and access of designated areas, vehicle and motorbike. Clause 18, we passed, and then clause 19, event ticketing. Gate H, seat number 12, south direction. Clause 20, spectator and vehicle access control, accreditation and non accredited in the designated areas. Great. Good. And clause 21, prohibition notices. Prohibition, if the venue is a risk venue, the police just come in and close it down, then it's finished. Agreed? Prohibition notices, fine. On clause 22, spectator exclusion notices, Mr. Fantay. Agreed. Event safety and security measures, health, medical services, facilities, and all that. Agreed. Deployment, not employment. Deployment of state security services, clause 24, by the National Commissioner. Agreed. Clause 25, prohibition, public liability insurance. Good. And then we're going to part 2, appeal board, clause 26, establishment and composition of the appeal board. That one is recent. Everybody still have it. The number that Donald was contesting yesterday and defeated me on it. Yes. On clause 27, acting by members of appeal board after expiry of the term, where immediately they don't leave a vacuum like in the SABC board, and then they have to be there in place up until the new committee is in place. Agreed? Section 28, resignation and casual appointment of members of the appeal board, which is enhancing the one that we have just passed. Agreed? Yeah. It's appropriate. You're right. That's a proper English, appropriate. Clause 29, Suka, quorum of the ANC and decision making on the appeal board. Yes, Bob.
Appeal board, I think we will be consistent on that subsection 2.
Okay, subsection 2.
Yeah.
The member of the appeal board appointed. Okay,
The majority of members
for the appeal board. Thank you. I believe I'm going to give it to you. Thanks. Clause 29, quorum. Through. Clause 30, removal of a member and the dissolution of the appeal board by Southcock. Agreed? Great. Clause 31, appointment of the interim board of SABC by DA and the COPE, refusing to give Sidibe a chance to be a member of the interim board. Agreed? Advocate Sidibe has been a victim of a refusal of him to be in the interim committee. Yeah? What is it? That's the problem. It's true. They were refusing. It's true. Clause 32. Chairperson and deputy chair of the interim board. Quorum of the interim board. Section 34, disqualification from appointment to appeal board. Great. Section 35, conflict and disclosure of interest by members of the department who are not disclosing and having huge businesses with government. Yeah. Now, comrades, let me just put this right. Conflict of conflict and disclosure of interest by members of the appeal board.
Agreed.
Clause 36, functions and appeal board, of appeal board. Agreed. Donald, Section 37, procedure and rules of the appeal board. Agreed. Clause 38, administrative support to appeal board. Agreed. Clause 39, expenditure of appeal board. Agreed. Clause 40, remuneration of appeal board members. Of members of the appeal board. Oh, it's not the appeal of remuneration of members of the appeal board. Agreed. Clause 41, report of the appeal board. Clause 42, appeal. Page 59, chapter 4, general provisions of the short title, commencement, and then clause 43, fees. Clause 44, offenses and penalties. Great. Hello, Dad.
On rule chapter 3, that would add page 61.
Page 61, yes. Yeah. On HFJKY, where is it?
No, sorry, chapter 3, I'm looking at the colored one.
Okay.
On page 61.
Yes.
U.
Page 61, U. Yeah. Parks a motor vehicle without a written authorization of an event organizer, authorized member or VOC commander, with a designated traffic fee free or
free zone.
Yeah, traffic free zone. Correct. No.
Traffic free zone.
Traffic free zone. Yes. Yeah, all right, great. Negative traffic-free zone, or any area or a zone designated or marked as a traffic-free zone, or where parking of a motor vehicle, suka, is prohibited inside a... All right, we're accepting it. Okay, suka. Sorry. Okay. Section 45, regulation. Agreed, Donald. Section 46, delegation. And this one also, limitation of liability. Just take it out here and put it up there. And then section 47, agreed on the limitation of liability. Agreed on. And section 47, short title. Section 48, on the short title, I'm sorry. Agreed, Donald? Agreed. From page 1 or page 2. From page 1 to page 46, the entire bill with amendments. 65. From page 1 to page 65, the entire bill, do we agree on it? With amendments that have to be effected by the lawyer. Cross references and all the other things that are there. Combination ANZ? Kora? You have raised your hand before, Suka?
No, they support it with amendments.
With amendments.
We second that with amendments.
With amendments. And therefore, all of us, consensus, approved with amendments. Thank you very much, DA. Thank you very much, COPE. Thank you very much, the African National Congress. And then we will debate the bill when we come back from long. Pori has arranged those who are not rushing for this time at 12 o'clock lunch there, but those who are going home, thank you very much. You have been a lovely bundle of people that one feels to work with. Thank you very much. And the department, the young man from the State Law Advisor, Caesar, thank you very much once more. And everybody, please take care of yourself. And then in the long season, you are tired, don't drive too long. Just rest a little bit. Thank you very much. Thanks, Donald.
Okay.